Wednesday night. Time for Psychic Dilemma with Denny B. Call in to connect. Get a free reading.
1-888-454-ASK-1.
That's 1-888-454-2751. Outside the U.S. and Canada.
919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
On the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Dilemma here on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny B. from Psychic Dilemma, and I'll be your host tonight for the next hour. I broadcast every Thursday from Australia and every Wednesday evening in the US and Canada at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia. I've got a really great show for you guys tonight, so keep those calls coming in for your free readings. The phone numbers to call in for tonight's show, if you're in the US and Canada, please call 888-454-ASK-1. That's 888-454-2751. Anywhere else in the world, please call the global hotline on 1-919-341-5615. In a moment, I have a special guest on tonight's show that I'll introduce you to shortly. But before that, I'd like to thank you all personally for tuning in to Psychic Dilemma tonight on the A1R Radio Network. If you guys are wanting to connect with me privately, you'll find me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. My contact details are listed there if you're after a reading. Or you can come to my Facebook page and connect with me and like me there also, as I'm a fan page. I'm there on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma too. I have live chat on my website at Psychic Dilemma where you can come in live and chat with me live and instant. Just click on the button, live chat, at the website, work out how much time you'd like to have with me, book, and then come through to me live. Last week I had a lot of you guys coming through after the show, chatting and booking in readings with me. Just like last week, I'll be in my chat room again for around about an hour after tonight's show. So do come through and say hi and have that reading and ask those most important questions. Your only dilemma is, do I? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm just a phone call or a chat room call away. I look forward to chatting to you all after tonight's show. I'll be taking some live callers after the commercial break tonight, so please keep your calls coming in if you'd like to connect with me. Now, as I said earlier, I've got a special guest on the show today. She's an amazing lady, a woman who wears many different hats. Let me tell you a little bit about her before I introduce her. Her name is Dr. Geraldine Tegelov. Now, Dr. Geraldine is a multi-talented inspirational speaker, a meditation teacher, a counselor, prosperity coach, healer, a songwriter, and a singer. Dr. Geraldine also has her doctorate in metaphysical studies, and she is fulfilling her real passion and purpose by helping people reach their full potential in life and live their dreams. Now, I had Dr. Geraldine on my radio show last November, chatting about her new book back then called Beyond Broke. Since then, Dr. Geraldine has written another book called Today's Note to Self. Let's bring Dr. Geraldine on the show and have a chat with her. Hello, Dr. Geraldine, are you there?
I am here, Jenny, and thank you so much. My goodness, what a beautiful introduction, and it's great to be here with you today.
Well, wow, Geraldine, you've done so many different things in your lifetime. All those accolades after your name, but welcome to Psychic Dilemma.
Well, thank you. It makes me a bit tired thinking about it, actually, Jenny. When you list those, I think, oh, my goodness, have I really done all of that? But it's been such an exciting journey and an adventure, so that's good.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, I had you on the show last November, and you were sharing a little bit about your book back then called Beyond Broke, which I must say is a wonderful read because I have actually read it since then. And you've gone on to writing another book called Today's Note to Self, but let's talk briefly about that first book for all our listeners that missed out on that wonderful story back in November. With that book that you wrote, Beyond Broke, you've got a wonderful story behind the reasons for writing that book. Would you like to share with us briefly what inspired you to write your first book?
I certainly can, Jenny, and believe me, it wasn't terribly wonderful when I was going through it, but now that I can back on it and know that I've kind of got over it and moved on. But about 5 years ago now it is, and my husband and I, Bill, we lost everything financially. And I'm talking everything and a little bit more. And so, you know, I was left sitting in the rubble wondering what on earth had happened and how we were ever going to pick up our lives and move on. And at the age of 57 and 58, it was not a nice place to be, believe me, because most people at that point in time are thinking about retirement, and we were too. But obviously, somebody else had a different plan for me. And as we find in life, these things happen to us for a very good reason. And after 12 months of crying my life away, I was able to finally pick up and say, well, listen here, girl, you can't continue to do this. It's not working, and there's got to be a way out of it. So the book really came out of that, because once we began to put our lives back together again, we both looked at each other and said, well, maybe there's other people out there who are going through the same journey and could do with our help to know that it is possible to come through that and come out the other side and live the life that you really have dreamed of.
Yes. That's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that. And you went on to write that book then, Beyond Broke.
Yes, we did, Jenny. Amazing. You know, everything fell into place so easily and effortlessly, and the book came out. And I would have to say, since then, we have been able to get back into investments. We've bought a beautiful property here in Eltham, and we're about to build our beautiful French provincial home. And that has all happened since we wrote the book, I guess, and began to put into practice what we needed to put into practice in order to bring prosperity back into our lives. Because before that, Jenny, we had it all. I mean, we had the beautiful home on 40 acres on the edge of the Murray River, which you know is absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, I had an award-winning business. My husband, Bill, had a well over a six-figure income. I mean, we truly had it all and lost everything. So it is possible to go from broke to beyond.
And that inspired the book. It's a wonderful book, because for all our listeners listening in, Geraldine lives only 10 minutes from me, and we caught up for a coffee, and I got a wonderful copy of that book, and I've actually read that book, and it's truly inspirational. And if you can turn your life around, Geraldine, I'm sure a lot of people can turn their lives around by reading and getting tips out of this book.
Well, I hope so, Jenny. And as I often say, if an old duck like me can do it, anybody can do it.
No, you're not an old duck. I've met you. You're a lovely duck, a young duck.
Thank you.
Now, on my last radio show, you shared a few tips on prosperity for those who missed out last time, and for our new listeners tonight listening in. Perhaps you'd like to give us a tip now and then, what you'd like to share with us on prosperity.
Yes, Jenny. Well, I discovered over the last few years that our outside world mirrors our inside world, and I'm sure everyone understands that. So if we wish to change the circumstances of our life, for instance, going from broke to prosperity, then we first must grow ourselves on the inside. And of course, there are a few really good ways that you can do this. And the first thing I say to everyone is dream big. You know, quite often when we go through struggle and hardship, we forget how to dream. We think that it's not possible, so we don't bother. Well, I believe you need to dream big and keep dreaming big. And that really becomes what I call your end result. So what you're really moving towards. Then put into practice the most important unseen law of the universe, which is the law of compensation. You have to give before you can get. Now, believe me, I understand when people hear that, they go, and I did exactly the same. You've got to be joking. I mean, I've lost everything, and you expect me to give? How can I do that? And I'd look at the dollar left over in my purse and think, that's got to last us, you know, for the next few days. And I've got to put food on the table. But I very quickly learned that if I was actually able to put my hand in my purse and give that dollar to the Royal Children's Hospital, you know, that bin that they have at the supermarket, mm-hmm. or the Blind Dog Association or whatever it was, that would come back to me multiplied by 10 at least. So what I gave, I received back multiplied. Then, and I guess that's the same of anything. If you don't have the money, then give of your gifts and your talents. Give of your time. Give of a smile. Give a hug. Give a happy thought to someone. Mm,
but give something back, in other words, Geraldine.
Exactly. Give, and then you will receive. Because the law says you don't receive until you give. Mm-hmm. So you must give first. Mm. And then, sorry, Jenny, go on.
No, I was going to say, well, I'm going to ask you another question. We might come back on some tips there. Mm-hmm. We might keep our listeners hanging there, wondering what is the next tip there. Let's keep them in suspense a little bit, Geraldine.
Okay.
All right, so the first tip is to dream big, put out the intention, and the second one is what you give out, you get back. So you have to give in order to get something back.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I've got some more questions here, Geraldine. Now, you're a nature intuitive. What exactly is a nature intuitive, if you'd like to share with our listeners and call us tonight? I'm intrigued.
It sounds really good, doesn't it? Well,
it does.
And you would be the first one to understand what an intuitive is, because I guess an intuitive, someone who has grown or developed that strong connection to their own intuition. And we all have the gift, but some of us have taken the time to focus on it and develop that gift. And we can hear and decipher messages that come from that universal energy that, or whether you want to call it that, or God, or spirit, or whatever name you put to it. But it still flows through all of us every day. Now, back in ancient times, and the ancient seers and shamans and even teachers, the master teacher is like Jesus, used nature to teach, because nature has the most simple yet profound messages for us if we would but just take the time to find them and to look for them and to listen. So as a nature intuitive, I actually connect to images in nature that I'm drawn to, and then I listen for the message that drops in. And, it usually is the message for that day that I really need to focus on in that moment. So I guess, does that explain it, Jenny?
That explains it very well, because Mother Nature is a wonderful teacher and a mentor, and I know that you go for daily walks. And is this where you get a lot of your inspirations, through going through these walks or for these walks and looking at Mother Nature and just thinking, oh, okay, and it just comes to you? Is that how it works?
It certainly does, Jenny. I've always loved being in nature. Even as a child, I would sit up in the hedge, you know, the trees, the cypress trees on our property. We lived on a farm. And I would love to ride my horse across the paddocks just because I loved being out. But my walks, if you understand, when I began my journey back into prosperity, finding the money to pay for courses and things was quite a challenge and a struggle, but I knew that I had to study or I had to learn somehow. But I discovered each day by asking nature spirits if they could help me on this journey, I would be brought to the most amazing little image of something. And then as I looked at that, a message would drop in. The today's note to self. And I would go, so that's what I have to do today. Oh, well, I can do that. And I can focus on it for the whole day if that's what I need to do. And so I'd have a little chuckle to myself, and I'm sure they did too. They were probably thinking, oh, thank God, she's finally got it. And away I would go. So that's how it began.
Okay, very fascinating. Now, you've written a new book since I've talked to you last time called Today's Note to Self. Would you like to share a little bit about that new book of yours with our listeners and callers tonight?
Well, Today's Note to Self is really following on from what I was actually doing myself, I suppose, Jenny. Mm-hmm. I would go for my daily walk, and the daily walk really was the fact that, you know, people used to tell me, meditate. Meditate is wonderful. You know, if you can sit and meditate, and I'm thinking, I can't sit still for 5 seconds, let alone 15 minutes or half an hour or something. And besides, when I would sit still to meditate, that was when all the negative stuff just rushed into my mind, and I couldn't get rid of it easily. So I would pick myself up and I would go walking out in, you know, in the park or along the creek or wherever I could. And of course, as I did that, I would connect to that beautiful energy of Mother Nature, and that would lift my vibration immediately. So then my walk really became my daily meditation, so that in nature I was able to connect to spirit and able to get rid of those negative thoughts that were running through my head all the time and to get those messages. And then one day I thought, well, if they're helping me, maybe, just maybe, they may be able to help somebody else. So I had begun a Facebook, you know, a personal profile, and a young friend had helped me, and I didn't have the faintest idea what I was supposed to do on Facebook. And every day I'd sit at the computer and think, well, what am I going to do today? And so then I thought one day, how about I just write my note, my today's note to self? So I did that and got this amazing response. So the next day I did the same. And then I thought, what if I attach the photo? So people can not only read the note, but they see the image as well. So they connect to it from that visual as well as the, you know, the auditory, because we all learn in different ways and take in information in different ways. So I figured, well, if it worked for me, I'm sure there's other people out there that it can work for as well. So then out of that, I created the page, Today's Note to Self, and I guess, as you know, it has grown unbelievably.
It's just in leaps and bounds, Geraldine. It's grown to 7,500 likers, fans on your page, hasn't it?
Well, look, it's just been amazing, and it's just been over a few months, and I'm so grateful for that. And it inspires me to go out and find more, in the hope that if I could touch one life today, imagine how wonderful that would be. So then out of that, I had a few messages from people saying, well, Geraldine, when are you going to write a book? So I thought, okay, I better put some of these into a book. So I did. And that's how Today's Note to Self book came about. And so it has the images and the notes, and then that's on one page it has the photo and the little note, and then on the other page it has the story of how I found the note, which can be quite interesting sometimes, and then the message from Nature Spirit under that. And here I am talking over and over again.
No, I think that's wonderful, because where can people connect with you, Geraldine, on Facebook if they want to see little bits and pieces that you write? Because I always go into your page and have a good look. Where can they connect with you?
Well, they can connect with me on Facebook, which is Today's Note to Self, or I also have a website which is called Today's Note to Self. So either of those places, they can find me, Jenny, and whatever I do. Okay?
Okay, that sounds really good. Now, this book of yours, Today's Note to Self, who does the book appeal to, Geraldine, and why?
Well, if you'd like to share with us. Yes, I certainly would, Jenny. Look, initially it was really women because I write quite emotional stories. So I write from the heart. And so, you know, those women between the ages of 35 and whenever they want to stop reading. So any of those women who have gone through struggle and hardship or who are going through it at the moment, any of those people who are wanting to move forward in their lives, and they want something that's simple and practical so they can pick it up each day and they can go and, you know, look at the book and go, okay, that's what I can do for today. So that's shall do.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, Geraldine. Now, what's one thing you'd like the reader to learn or take away from your work?
That's
a tough one, isn't it? That's a tough question. Put you on the spot.
Yes. I would love for people to understand that anything is possible and that regardless of what you've been through or you're going through at the moment, you can come through out the other side and transform into that magnificent butterfly that you were meant to be. And I guess through Today's Note to Self, you'll discover that it's so easy to go out and find your answers. And it's not going to cost you a fortune because Mother Nature comes free of charge. So yes, that's what I'd love for people to know and understand.
Okay. Now, your book, Today's Note to Self, is a book that can be used daily as a guide for spiritual and emotional growth. Would you like to share a little bit about that with our listeners and callers? I guess it's about connecting with Mother Nature, isn't it, and using Mother Nature as your mentor and learning different things, because I see those posts that you write on Facebook and they're absolutely wonderful.
It is, and it's being open to Mother Nature bringing them to you in really amazing ways, quirky ways. Nature Spirit has a fabulous sense of humor, Jenny. Now, that might sound way out there, but believe me, the number of times that I have been landed on my behind in the mud and then look up and go, oh, so that's why I fell over in the mud.
It's wonderful how you get these inspirations, because I'd be looking at a tree or a stick or a leaf and thinking, well, that's just a stick. That's just a leaf. That's just a puddle of mud. But you just turn it around and make it so interesting. I find it quite fascinating, actually.
Well, I tune in to the message that's coming through that. And for instance, another day I was out, and sometimes I guide Spirit. I say, okay, Spirit, I want an image today of trust. Show me an image of trust so that I can use that today. And I was walking through one of my favorite little parks, and here are all these ducks lined up on the edge of the pond. And I thought, oh, what a beautiful image of peacefulness. You know, they're all just sitting there. But in an instant, as one, they all stood up. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And then one by one, they began to fly into the water. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, they're trusting. They're jumping off the edge. So I grabbed out, because I take all my photos on my iPhone. I'm not a photographer, Jenny. I just take it as I see it. Uh-huh. And I'm there going, just slow down a minute. I've got to get the camera right. So hang on a minute. And I finally got the phone going and the camera going. And each one of them would jump off. And I'd have to try and capture the image of one of them flying into the water. And finally, I see them all turn around and go, Oh, thank goodness for that. She finally got it. So we don't have to jump out and do it all again.
Exactly. But, what do we do before iPhones, Geraldine? I guess we used cameras, didn't we?
Well, I suppose we did, Jenny, but I'm so grateful for my iPhone every day.
Yes, because you're there in that instant, taking that instant picture. And I saw that little picture that you posted on Facebook, actually, of the ducks. It was absolutely wonderful. You had to be there in the moment, didn't you?
Yes, you do. And then I just wait. Sometimes the message drops in immediately. Sometimes it could be half an hour later. Sometimes I take an image and I look at it for a couple of days and nothing comes through. And obviously it's not the right time for the message to come through. So I just have to patiently wait. And then when it comes, I go, okay, I get it. That's what I need for today.
So okay, well, perfect timing. Yeah, I might be more in tune too when I go out walking. I might really look at things or really put it out there and tune in. I think I just go walking and go la, la, la and don't think about anything. That's my time out for me. I don't meditate or do anything. It's the one time I don't have the phone glued to my ear, which is good.
And that's good too, Jenny.
It is. Now, I'm going to pull you back to some of these tips on prosperity because you gave us a couple earlier on to dream big. Never lose sight of the bigger picture there. The bigger the dream, the better. And in order to get something back, you have to put it out there and give. Have you got another tip for us?
Oh, a big one. Letting go of what's not serving you, Jenny. Letting go of all those things that happened in the past that that we all hang on to constantly. I guarantee you, if you can let go of the blame, the resentment, the fear, the anger, and forgive, your prosperity will come flying to you on the wings of everything. It's just a way to go. And my last tip is gratitude. Give gratitude constantly, all the time, every day. Every moment. Have you got the message?
Yes, I figure if we spend time every day expressing gratitude in a way that's really meaningful to us, it's quickly going to become a daily part of our lives. So we've got to put it out there, that gratitude. It's important.
Most definitely. And gratitude in the moment, I think, is so special because not only then are you speaking the words of gratitude, but you're actually adding the emotion of gratitude, which makes it, you know, it just multiplies it incredibly. So it's putting that emotion behind it that really draws so many other things to us to be grateful for.
Exactly. I always say let's try and have an attitude of gratitude because by developing that attitude of gratitude, we can attract and manifest the things in our lives that we so desire. I'm a great believer of that.
Most definitely. Great advice, Jenny.
Oh, now, Geraldine, are you going on to write another book, I'd like to know? Be interesting if you write. I think you might, actually.
Yes, I am.
I think you might write more than one.
I think so, Jenny. I've been told by Spirit there's a trilogy. So the next one is well underway, so it won't be far away. And the third one, I'm not really sure what it is yet, but I know there is a third one. So I'll wait excitedly to see how it manifests in my life.
Okay, well, perhaps you'd like to come back on the show again and share that book when you have actually written that book because we keep in touch and we must catch up for that coffee soon, Geraldine.
That would be fabulous. I'd really like that.
Seeing as though we're neighbours here. Now, we've got a little bit of time till we go to a commercial break because you're going then. Let's talk about your workshops quickly. You've got one workshop in particular, The Magic Steps to Prosperity.
Yes, Jenny, it has been a magical course. I only share with people what I've done myself. So I'm a person who likes to walk the talk and I don't believe in sharing anything with people unless I've done it myself because then I know it's worked. So the Magical Steps to Prosperity has been a magical course for so many people. It's been fabulous. And the people who have been on the course, I'm still receiving emails from them saying, Geraldine, you won't guess. This has happened now and that's happened. And, you know, new relationships, new apartments, holidays, money, just been sensational, Jenny. And that, if you go to my website, GeraldineTegelov.com, and go to the programs page, you'll find there more information about the Magical Steps to Prosperity. And I think my next course, if I remember rightly, oh, my God, I've got so much happening at the moment, but I think it begins in June, Jenny. So, there is definitely an up-and-coming date for that.
Okay, and people can connect with you on your website, can't they, at todaysnotetoself.com?
Yes, yes. And if they want to go through there and just send me a little email, I can send them to, you know, other details of what they'd like to connect with.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely. Well, I want to thank you for dropping by Psychic Dilemma tonight and having a little chat with us all and sharing a little bit about that new book of yours, Today's Note to Self. Would you like to tell our listeners where they can get a copy of that book, at your website and your Facebook and Twitter details?
Certainly. Thank you, Jen. And thank you for having me. It's just been fabulous. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. And Anyone can go to, I'd love for you to join me at Today's Note to Self Facebook page or on my website, todaysnotetoself.com. You can connect with me there or through my other website, which is GeraldineTegelov.com, but that's a bit hard to spell. So todaysnotetoself.com is probably easier, Jenny.
It's much easier, but I'd like to thank you, Geraldine. Let's chat again sometime in the future when that next book is out and the next and the next. It sounds absolutely fabulous, but thanks for sharing with us tonight.
Thanks, Jenny, and bye for now.
Bye for now, Geraldine. Now, Geraldine's gone and it's Wednesday evening and you're listening into the live version of Psychic Dilemma with Jenny on the Ask One Radio Network. We'll be back after the commercial break.
This is A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Breathe, breathe. Hey, does my voice sound soothing? I am Adam Baer, and I am the new voice of A1A Meditation Radio. I'm already having trouble with my knees when I'm sitting like this all day, so I hope I can do this. Tune in and chill. A1A is planet Earth's meditation station at the top of the iTunes radio tuner in adult contemporary or direct at A1A.fm. Breathe, breathe. A1A.fm.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
And now, back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here doing brief readings on Psychic Radio. If you're wanting to connect with me privately on my website, you'll find me at PsychicDilemma.com. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, PsychicDilemma.com. on my website. There, my phone numbers and contact details are listed. You can also Skype me for your reading. Remember, I'm just a phone call away. You can find me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. Now, do check out my website for my new chat program. I'll be in the chat room after the show for around about an hour. Do come in and say hi and have that reading with me. Your only dilemma is, do I? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for those calls or that chat. Now, do keep your calls coming in tonight on A1R Radio. We'll be taking some callers in just a moment. Now, earlier on tonight's show, I had a guest on, Dr. Geraldine Tegelov. She's a nature intuitive and an author, and she was sharing with us a little bit about her new book that's called Today's Note to Self. To get a copy of Dr. Geraldine's book, please go to her website at all the W's, todaysnotetoself.com. If it's anything like her first book that she's written, Beyond Broke, you'll absolutely love the book because I've read the first one. Now, let's take some callers tonight. We've got our first caller on the line. We've got Stephanie in Somerset, Massachusetts next. Are you there, Stephanie?
I am, Jenny.
Yes, hello. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Thank you. Now, is there anything that you would like to ask me or know about?
Actually, I do psychic readings in the area, and I'm wondering if I should be staying at one of the two locations. There's one location that's fairly close to me, and one that's not is a little bit further. I'm wondering if the one that's fairly close to me, if I should still be doing readings for them, or if I should go with my instinct and kind of stay away.
Stephanie, what is your date of birth?
4/28/75.
28th of the 4th, 28th of April, 75. Now, usually you're intuitive, Stephanie. You know stuff, but this is tying you up in knots at the moment. I think what you're doing is analysing it. Now, you're wanting to know whether to stay in that area or go off into a different area. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I do readings at two locations. I was asked when I started, when I decided to do readings publicly, these two opportunities presented themselves to me. And I was asked to do readings at two of the local shops. But one of them, it seems that it seems shady to me. But I'm wondering if, again, if I am actually overanalyzing it or if I should just let her make my prices for me and do everything and just go with it.
Okay. Well, congratulations on doing readings for yourself. That's a good thing that you're out there and about doing that because this is a really good year for you to be doing that, to be moving forward and empowering yourself. The one that's a little bit shady, your gut feeling is telling you that that's not good for you. You're holding back for a reason there. I think listen to that. Don't go against that because doing what you do, don't analyze, just jump into it. If it's shady, it is shady. This is not you over-analyzing. I think what you need to do is spend a bit of time visualizing what you want to see in your life, which location. Do you ever do that, meditation, visualize, or do anything like that?
Actually, I do, and I actually teach classes on spirit communication, and that's one of the first things I teach.
Oh, excellent then. We'll do a little bit on this because I'm thinking the shady one is shady. That's not the way to go, but you already know that, Stephanie. You're just wanting me to confirm it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I'm not sure on how to go about telling the woman that I don't want to do readings at her shop anymore.
Well, I can tell you how to go about it quite easily. There's a little word with two syllables that starts with N. Do you know what that word could be? No.
It would be no.
You have to be the boss here and empower yourself. Step up to the party a little bit because if you don't step up to the – my producer's typing here to me. He's saying that no has one syllable, and I said it's got two syllables. He's quite right. It has one syllable, two letters I should have said, but it was making me laugh. If it's put me off the track now, it's completely thrown me for a six here. What was the question again, Stephanie?
About her
sidetracked.
Being, yeah.
You've forgotten the question too, have you?
Yes. About her being shady and how to go about telling her not to, that I'm not going to be doing readings.
I thought you were asking me another question after that. I just think you just have to go in and be totally honest. If you're honest with people and say, this is the way it is, I've got to, does she know you work in another shop, in another place?
Yeah. Yep, she does.
Okay. Why don't you tell her that you're going to dedicate all your time and energy working in the other place? It's nothing against her, but this is where your energy is focused at the moment. You have a good feeling about this, and this is something that you have to follow. You don't want to fall out with her, this other person, do you?
No, not at all.
No. I'd just be saying you're drawn to the other place for some reason. You don't really have to explain it anyway. You just have to do what you have to do. Is she a friend of yours?
No.
Okay, even better.
The universe, when I told the universe that I'm ready to give readings publicly as opposed to private readings I've been doing for the past 20 years with just friends and family, I pretty much put it out to the universe that I'm ready, and they led me to these both places. And the one I'm talking about, they actually seemed like all wonderful at first, but the honeymoon period ended, and she started telling me she won't let me pick my own prices. She's overcharging the people and overcharging me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right for you, does it? That's why it's a bit shady there.
Right.
Yeah, can you see that? It's a little bit shady?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
So that's why I think you have to follow your heart. You really have to be the boss and empower yourself, like I say, because I think the other place where you are is going to bring a lot of success, a lot of abundance, and a lot of financial rewards around you if you go for the other place. Stay where you are, and this shadiness still continues there.
Okay.
Yeah? Well, good luck with it. Do let me know what happens. You can connect with me on my website. I've got a chat program there. Have you got a website up and running, Stephanie, or thinking about it?
No, I do have one up and running.
Okay. Well, connect with me at my website and let me know what happens. I'd love to find out where you go, but I think you'll leave the shady one behind and move on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, good luck with everything, and thank you for tuning in to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network tonight. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
See you, Stephanie. Bye. Now, Stephanie's gone, and we've got our next caller on the line. We've got Mariam from Naples in Florida. Are you there?
Yes, Jenny.
Hello. Did I say your name right, Mariam?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lovely name. I'm Jenny from Psychic Dilemma. How can I help you, Mariam?
Yes, Jenny. I'm wondering what to talk to you about. Jenny, I'm...
You're not sure, Mariam. All right. I'll say next caller and go then.
No, I know.
Oh, I've been, like,
ill for a while, and now I'm getting back into, like, life and the normal swing of things or whatever. Like, I have a thing, I don't like guys, like, my age or older. I like them a bit younger. And I was wondering... Do you see that being, like, what do you see for me as far as romance goes? I'm very picky. Like, do you see anything happening?
Yes, but that's good you're picky, Mariam. If you weren't picky, you'd just end up with anyone, and that's not what it's all about. What's your date of birth, Mariam?
November 5th, 1970.
All right. Now, with you, sometimes you've got to kiss a lot of these frogs before you find a prince. You've been kissing the toads in the past. Some of the ones haven't been right in your past. If you like younger men, that's perfectly okay. There's no harm in that. If you like older men, there's no harm in that. It's what you like as a person. Because I feel this is going to be an excellent year for you. Now, you haven't got anyone in your life that you like at the moment, have you?
I do, actually, but it's like something complicated and I'm tired of it.
Okay, but I think you have to let go of all the things that you no longer need around you at the moment. That's including relationships that have run their course. Let's have a look at him, Mariam. What's his name?
Nick.
Nick, and what's Nick's date of birth?
October 10th.
And the year?
I think it's 1983.
Okay, so he's a lot younger than you. All right. I don't think age matters. I always say age is only a number. Don't let that be a problem. But sometimes you can be quite immature at a young age, and I think Nick is a little bit like that. Not being horrible to you, but he's not looking for commitment. I don't know if you see it. I don't know if you know. He kind of runs away from commitment. He's certainly not a homebody. He certainly likes to get out and about a little bit, and he likes to do stuff all the time. He's never, ever at home, is he?
Well, I don't know. I see him out pretty much.
Yes, I think he's always out. He's a little bit restless. You'll find it's like he doesn't want to lock into any one person. Be careful with him, Mariam. I think he wants to get out, have a little bit of fun, and I feel he wants exciting times in his life. He doesn't want to be locked into a one-on-one because it's not really a relationship, is it?
No, there's feelings there, but it's not a relationship.
No, I think you both care for each other, but I question, does he care enough to take it to a next level? I don't think he cares enough to take it to the next level. He's quite happy plodding along doing his own thing at the moment. Because you're more of a solitary soul. He's more of a person that has to surround himself with clubs and pubs and people and activities and all that sort of stuff. He really likes things to be full packed around him.
Yeah. What kind of, so his feelings for me, are not very strong, or what is the deal?
I think he cares for you. I don't doubt that, and you care for him, but I just question, does he care enough, like I said? Does he care enough to take it to the next level? Because he's not looking for that one-on-one. And if he's not looking, he's not looking, is he?
So with anyone, not just me?
What's that?
He's not looking for that with anyone?
No, he wants to have fun. You know how I said he wants to, he's got clubs and people and activities and stuff that's happening around him. He just wants to get out and just be having a bit of fun here. He doesn't want to lock into any one-on-one situation.
He wants to be with a different woman?
I think he wants to have fun and experience excitement. Just be careful with that, yes. I think he does. If he doesn't want to lock into one-on-one, that's telling you that he wants to go out and do other things. Just be a little bit careful with that because I think you've earmarked him for a boyfriend, but he's not that interested. You would know this. You're pretty good with knowing things yourself.
No, he's gives very mixed signals, trust me. Really very, very confusing to – he professed his love to me. It's just very strange,
Okay, you might profess your love to someone, but if your actions do not match your words, he might be saying I love you and professing this love, but if his actions are not showing that, I would seriously wonder about it. And that's not what's happening at the moment.
Do you see anybody else
Do I see anyone else? I think there's other people, yes, definitely. But sometimes you've got to close one door in order to open other doors. You know, sometimes if you've got to shut the door on the past... Because your heart seems to be with him at the moment. I think Mr. Universe could walk in and you may not be interested. But I would leave the door open. Yeah, leave the door open because there will be experiences. There will be people around you. There will be people coming in forthright there around you. Just put out the intention because it is very good timing for you. And go with how you feel because if their actions, like I say, aren't happening, it's not going to happen. You need the actions to match the words. Okay, I want to wish you all a because we've only got a few minutes left in the show and I've got another caller on the line. But do let me know what's happening, Mariam.
Thank you, Jenny.
Take care and you can always connect with me on Facebook at Psychic Dilemma.
All right.
Take care and good luck, Mariam. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Now we've got our next bye. Cut her off there. That's a bit rude of me, isn't it? Now we've got our next caller on the line. We've got Shannon in Austin, Texas. Are you there, Shannon?
Yes, hi, how are y'all?
Yes, good evening, how are you?
I'm doing extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
Extraordinary, how come you're doing extraordinary?
I just live life.
You just live life to the fullest, good on you. Now, how can I help you? Because we've only got a few minutes left, Shannon.
Whatever information that comes through, because I am looking for a new place to live, and we've been looking, and we haven't really found anything yet that really comes up, so...
Okay. All right, what's your date of birth, Shannon?
9/28/1967.
Okay. And you said we're looking. Who's the other person that's looking for the place as well?
My partner. My partner.
Yes. What's her name?
His name is James.
James. And what's James's date of birth?
9/30/70.
Okay. Now, you two are a good pair. You seem to get on quite well. What I'm picking up is the chemistry's there, the communication's there. It all seems to be wonderful. I don't know if you realise this, but you both are soulmates.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I think we're
Yeah. You've worked it out. See, that's why you're living life to the fullest, Shannon. You've known James from a past life, in fact, many past lives. You can always connect with me on my website and I can get into the past lives with you, but you've had many, many past lives together. And this lifetime will be quite good as well. Now, this new place that you're looking to live, are you looking in Texas or are you looking elsewhere?
Yes, in the same town. In the same town. We haven't found anything that just grabs us yet, and we're kind of getting to that place of, is it time, or is it getting close to time? Will we find it soon? Because we have all the finances in place and everything like that. We're just looking for that place, you know.
Okay. I'm thinking if you go looking and be specific what you want, it certainly is around you. You just haven't found it yet, but you will find it quite easily. It shouldn't be a problem. I think you're going to do perfectly okay. I feel it's just you'll come across it, I think, in the next week, maybe 2 weeks, if that.
Okay.
Have you got the patience to hang in there, Shannon, and see? Because I do feel it's going to be perfectly okay. You're not stressing with it, I hope, are you?
No, I'm just ready to get on because we do work together, too, and I'm really ready to start the new chapter, you know, and I really am, so.
Okay.
Because right now we're having to live apart, you know, a lot.
Yes. Well, the new chapter is around you. It's about to start, so I wouldn't be too stressed. Once you get this new place and you settle down, you'll find everything falls into place. It might not have fallen into place so far, but you'll find things will be perfectly okay there. It's like you're entering a new era at the moment. Things, you're completing things, you're moving on, aren't you? Shutting the doors on the past and settling down now. Now, are you two guys thinking of selling property? Buying property is around you is what I'm feeling. I know you're moving to a better place, but are you looking to buy something?
We're going to rent, but we have this lady, the lady friend that wants to buy a house for us, and we rent it from her, you know, pay. But, you know, there's a lot of different things that are, a lot of dynamics, a lot of things happening.
Yes, that's probably why I'm picking up the buying. I wouldn't be renting off her, your friend. Sometimes it's good to move beyond friends. I think buying your own, Shannon, you and James in the future will be a happening thing. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah?
And that's what I was going to say, is our finances going to pick up? Because it's been kind of slow lately.
Yeah, finances do pick up. I know the last few months have been quite tough on you guys, and I feel you're looking for new opportunities now. Things will move forward. I think stay focused. That's going to bring results. But we're kind of running out of time at the moment, but I'll have to say bye to you, Shannon. Do connect with me on the website, and I can get into that in a bit deeper if you want to, at psychicdilemma.com. But I'm pretty sure you find a new place. I'm pretty sure that things pick up. I'm pretty sure that you move ahead. So no stressing in the meantime, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you stressing in the meantime. Oh, dear, that's me not turning off my mobile phone. Can you hear it?
Well,
just put on silent. Now it's buzzing. Oh. That's great. Live on air and someone rings me. It happens every time. You know what? I love it when people call me. But you take care, Shannon, and good luck with James, and find that new place and you'll be perfectly okay. I want to wish you all the best.
Yes. Thank you.
Take care then.
Blessings.
Bye. Blessings to you too, and stay happy. Bye, Shannon. Now Shannon's gone, and we've come to the end of the show tonight. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning into Psychic Dilemma and calling into the show on the Ask One Radio Network. I want to thank my guest that was on earlier, Dr. Geraldine Tegelove, sharing with us a little bit about her new book, Today's Note to Self. To get a copy of her book, just go to her website at all the W's, todaysnotetoself.com. If it's anything like her first book, Beyond Broke, you'll love her book. Now, my guest on next week's show is the healer. Melinda Button is her name, and she's going to share her spiritual journey from drug addiction to healing and her mystical portal meditation. Sounds quite fascinating. Tune in to hear Melinda next week. Everyone listening in tonight, do tune in to the Ask One radio shows. Have a listen to all the psychic shows that are on. Pick out your favourites. Tune in each week. I do. Each of the hosts have something unique and different to offer you. I love the shows. I want to send out a big thank you to my producer, Dave, for his wonderful sense of humour and for making the shows run smoothly as they do. Also, thank you to Connie for her networking skills. Those of you wanting to connect with me privately, you'll catch me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. After tonight's show, I'll be in my chat room for around about an hour. Come through if you're looking for insights and answers or simply wanting a reading. I look forward to seeing you all there. You can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. If any of my listeners tonight have any comments about tonight's show, shoot me off an email, jenny@psychicdilemma.com, where I'd love to connect with you. There are many ways to stay in touch. You can catch me here next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 11 a.m. in Australia. Now, I've got a quote for tonight by Doreen Virtue, and she says, "You're more powerful than you realise. It's safe for you to be powerful." Thank you for that reminder, Doreen. I'd like to say thanks, everyone, again, and blessings to you all, and bye till next week.